DJ family, what's going on? It's Gina, Wedding Coach, here back with another episode of the Incredible DJ Academy podcast. I'm on my way to a DJ networking event. So for those of you that don't know, I moved from the DC market to the New York market. I'm in the Hudson Valley area, and so I'm in a different market. And when you come into a different market, there's definitely a new experience for me. I know I'm gonna crack this market open. And once I do that, then I think I'll have a successful formula to open up other markets. But the purpose of this show is networking. I wanna talk about networking. It's so important, super important to your business success. And you definitely need to, you need to put it in your marketing strategy, in your business strategy moving forward for 2019. And you gotta network. And the number one people you need to network with if you're a wedding DJ is to be other wedding DJs. Now you have to have a different mindset for this, okay? The mindset you need to have is that you want to network with anybody that's going to be able to give you some clients, okay? So, and this is difficult for some DJs, because we're always looking at each other like competition. And I don't look at DJs, other DJs, as my competition. Okay? I look at other DJs as my potential clients and my potential customers. Also, I look at other DJs as a resource to help me to get better and to grow and to learn. Once you start to look at DJs in that way and you change your mindset, you'll be able to move differently and market differently. And I believe you'll get more business, right? So today, I'm going to a DJ, it's not really a DJ networking event. It's a networking event for me because I'm trying to network with the DJs that are in this association. I'm going to an association meeting today, a DJ association meeting that happens in my market. And the reason I know about this event is because I contacted some DJs in my market and I said, hey, my name is Gene. I'm new to the area. You know, I'm looking to, you know, find work. And if you ever need some help, holla at me. Okay, that's a great way to network with other DJs in your market. To reach out to them and tell them, hey, you're looking for work. So if they get double booked, triple booked, they have somebody to come to. But this is the thing, in order for that to work, okay, you need to present yourself as a reliable, dependable, trustworthy, entertaining DJ. Straight up. Right, so if you're not on your A game, you know, another DJ company may not trust you. So, but you can still network with them and tell them that you're in a learning process. And can you go out and shadow them? Can you be a roadie? Can you learn? And if there's one thing I would do differently, it would be that. Right, I would have asked the DJs that were in my market, hey, let me go out with you. I'm just starting to get in the game. Let me network with you. Let me learn from you. And so don't take this lightly. And networking is a skill. I'm always talking about skills that you need to work on. All right, it's not just performance skills, like knowing how to DJ, mix and blend music, and knowing how to put a playlist together, right? Those are DJ skills. Then you gotta know, you gotta learn the MC skills, right? You gotta know how to make announcements. You gotta know how to use your tonality, right? If you're speaking high or if you're speaking low, you gotta know your pitch, how fast you're speaking, or if you're doing a presentation and you're doing the first dance, you can't be hyped like you were for the grand entrance. You got to bring that energy level down, especially if you're telling stories. See, these are all skills that I believe you have to learn in order to perform well at weddings. And you always have to be learning these things. So networking events and networking with other DJs is one of the best things that you can do in your career, in my professional opinion. And even though I've been in the game for a while, I'm in a different market. Another great way to learn the market is by networking with other DJs and speaking with them and asking them. And this is the thing, if you look at them as competition, you're gonna have an issue asking them about that. Like, we're not talking about mystery shopping here. I'm talking about really building genuine relationships with other DJs in your market so that you can grow. And I understand some DJs in the market might even frown upon that. Like, you know, you're trying to hit them up and holler at them and asking them questions, or if you can ride, they might be suspicious. Like, oh, this guy wants to come over here and learn from me and take what I do and run and start off his own business. The truth of the matter is, and these are facts, if you have a group of 10 people, maybe one person will run off and try to do their own thing. Because most people don't want to put the work in. They don't want to advertise. They don't want to market. They don't want to go to networking events. They don't want to learn. They don't want to grow. They just want somebody to book them. And that's cool if that's you. That's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. You serve a purpose to the industry. Okay, then you have other people out there that can't even really DJ or MC well, but they got a good business mindset. Right? Some DJs don't like to sell. Then you got salesmen out there. So, you know, you got to network. You got to figure out what it is that you need based on where you are in your career. If you're first starting out, your networking game plan is going to be different than mine. Because you're first starting off in your market. And it's the thing. Once you've been in the market for a while, people get to know you. Venues get to know you. You build relationships with other vendors. Right? You're not going to have to spend as much money in marketing if you're good and you've been in your market for a while. I'm telling you from experience. That's not something I've read. It's just something that I experienced in my business. So I'm in a New York market. I'm new. Nobody knows me down here. And this market is heavily saturated. But this is what I do know. It doesn't matter if your market is saturated. What matters is the value that you bring to your couples, the value that you bring to other DJs. And this is the thing. You are unique in what you do. You do what you do, how you do it. And there's somebody out there that wants you. And I believe that there's enough money and clientele out there for everybody to eat. My mentor told me, Gene, don't charge more than you're worth. That was a big lesson for me to learn. I started off at $500, and I felt comfortable asking for $500 because I felt like that was what I was worth at the time. And that's how I came in. I came in, you know, not really knowing. I did my research. And the first gig I did book was for $1,000. Right, but honestly, to be honest with you, that first gig I booked for $1,000, I really didn't feel like I was worth that. Because I didn't have the experience. I didn't have the know-how at the time. Now, you know, when you book weddings, sometimes they're months out. But I felt comfortable at the $500. For the first few months, I was at $500. Now, I'm not sitting here promoting you to be a $500 DJ. I'm just telling you the route that I went. Right now, we're charging between $1,500 to $2,500 to do weddings, depending on what market you're in. Right? But that's how I started off. And once again, to just bring it back, we're talking about networking here. And when you network, guess what? The DJs in your market will let you know what's the average price you want to be charging. Right. Once again, I said I was doing five in my market. That was not what DJs with the seasoned professional DJs were charging. But at the same time, I felt like that's what I was worth. That's how I was just getting started. So what, I'm just gonna get started and be asking for $1,500, $2,000? No. But networking is super important. Make sure you put it in your plan. Make sure you get out there and network. Study networking. Learn how to communicate better. Learn how to have conversations. And this is the most important thing when it comes to networking. Guys, okay, if there's anything you take from this vlog or from this podcast, is you want to add value to the people that you're networking with. You want to add value to them, and you want to build relationships with them. I'm not going to refer somebody I don't know. That's why the venue's not going to refer you if they don't know you or if they haven't seen you perform. Right? So you want to, you know, sometimes I'll do an event for less than I want to because I want to get the venue under my belt. I want to be like I performed there. Now imagine what happens when you talk to a bride and she says she's getting married at XYZ venue and you're like, "Oh, I've already been there." That increases your value tremendously. She's going to trust you more. Okay, and if you do a really good job, you'll get vendors, you'll get venues to recommend your services. So, network, network, and network some more. Network with the DJs in your market. Definitely network with the vendors in your market. Photographers, videographers. Network with the venues in your market. Right? Network with the business professionals in your market. Go to the chamber meetings. Go to BNI meetings. Once again, when you're going to a meeting, when you're going to a networking event, and because a lot of people don't have the skill of networking, they don't know how to move at a networking event, they don't really understand why they're going to the networking event, you're not going there to try to get business with the people that are at the event. Yes, sometimes, as a DJ, you go into the event, people get to know you, they might have a corporate event coming up, and they might holler at you. Well, who you really want to connect with is the people that those people know. Couples end up getting married, but they buy a house, they have a baby. So they're going to be looking for realtors. There are other ways that you can market and promote to them. There are other ways, I don't even want to say market and promote to them. There are other ways that you can add value in their lives other than just DJing the event. That's a whole nother, it's a whole nother topic. So listen, I'm out of here. I'm about to be at this networking event. I'll definitely check in with you guys later on, let you know how the networking event went. All right, but if you find value in this video, if you find value in this content, like, subscribe, comment, share. Gina Winning Coach, Incredible DJ Academy Podcast. I'm out this bitch.